Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The left-wing politicos and the media are aiding the Muslim world in an international propaganda ploy. That's the headline. In a moment, Shahram Haidian will join me with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It's not a ban, but it's simply a let's put this on hold till we come up with the proper procedure that needs to be followed. Is it logical that people would go that way, and or is this a orchestrated situation that's happening?
Well, I think that a lot of the protests, from everything that I've seen, a lot of the protests and a lot of the outrage has been orchestrated, meaning that obviously the other side, the liberal side, the Democrats, knew what President Trump had already indicated during the campaign, that he was going to look at extreme vetting, he was going to look at putting a moratorium on the refugee influx. And I've been talking to Christians over the last week, and a lot of Christians online, who unfortunately they're very upset about this, you know, quote-unquote Muslim ban, which we know that that's a false narrative. It is not a Muslim ban. It is specifically dealing with nation states and could affect anybody coming from those countries, not just Muslims. Now, obviously on the Syrian situation, the data collection within those nations like Syria, like Iraq, are broken because those countries are in turmoil. We're talking about a 90-day suspension to be able to have time for them to review. And you're seeing that when it comes to Islam and when it comes to the issue of Muslims, this is seems to be the pet project of the Democrats and of the left. So I think a lot of the protests have been orchestrated. I think that they were pre-planned. I personally don't think that you would have seen, quote-unquote, all these spontaneous protests outside these airports on Saturday when the ban went into effect. I think they were preparing and ready to go.
Shahram Haidian with very important details on our top story today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, the propaganda machine of the left-wing politicos and the media of today have done a disservice to the truth about President Trump's executive order on a pause in U.S. immigration. The seven nations that are included in the pause only amount to 12% of the entire Islamic world. That world of 49 different states around the world has a population of 1.6 billion people. Islam, the word itself, is not mentioned in the Bible. However, these 49 states that are Islamic, and they will be a threat to peace on this earth, and in particular the Jewish state of Israel. All the nations mentioned in the prophetic books of Bible prophecy do include these nations, nations in our world today. Check the list that can be found in Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel chapter 11. These are the nations that are ready to attack the Jewish state. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...